Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
For a bit of context, I work as a flight attendant for a private business airline. This started on Tuesday. I had just finished handling safety guidelines for our latest flight, and I was going to start offering beverages when I heard it. It was gentle and soft, like a coo. I remember asking my coworker, Alice, if someone had brought their kid into first class, and I just wasn't seeing it. Not that I can think of. Did we miss someone? She asked me as I stirred the coffee for a man in the third row. When it happened again later that day, I stood up from my assigned seat and looked around.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Again, there wasn't an infant to be spotted on the flight. This time it was a whale, and it was the most haunting cry I'd ever heard. "Bruce, did you hear that?" I asked, grabbing the arm of the air marshal beside me. He took off his free headset and frowned. "Sorry, Rach, I was in another world." "What was it?" he asked. "I heard a baby," I explained. He paused to listen and shook his head negatively. "Nope, can't say I do. Must be baby fever," he teased. "That isn't funny. You know my husband and I have been trying for a while now," I told him. "Sorry, I didn't mean to offend," he admitted. I frowned and slumped back down into my seat, wondering if maybe I was projecting my own home life frustrations here. Maybe I spent too much time away, I thought as I tried to focus on my job. The next time it happened, I decided not to freak out and do a little bit of investigating. I went through every part of the plane, slowly pausing to see if I had in fact missed a passenger, but there was nothing. Just like always, this is a business flight. Why would anyone have a child aboard, I thought to myself. And yet, I continued to hear it. I went to my supervisor in first class to tell them I felt like I needed some time off once this flight was over. "That's understandable, Rachel. You've gone through quite a bit of trauma lately with the miscarriages. I'm honestly surprised you hadn't asked sooner," she answered. I thanked her and started toward the aisle when I heard the noise again. It was louder this time, more persistent. I couldn't ignore it. I looked about trying to figure out where the crying was coming from, and then started to follow it toward the overhead compartments in business class. Some of the people who were sitting there looked at me strangely, but I didn't care. I needed to know what this was and why it was taunting me. I started to open up compartments where the sound of the newborn was only louder. It felt like it was screaming in my ear now. Other people were looking at their devices or asleep, oblivious to my search. I kept going from compartment to compartment, hurriedly tossing aside items and trying to locate the source of the sound. I even started to call out to the infant, hoping it would respond to my helpful pleas. My supervisor came from behind and pulled me away, muttering, "What's gotten into you? You're making a mess everywhere." But then I think I realized she could hear it too. I shook her off and moved to the back of the plane where luggage was kept. Here the cries of the baby were so insistent, I knew it had to be trapped somewhere within. My supervisor followed me and told me to search the first area. She called for other attendees to come assist us. Grabbing one of the locker doors, I flung it open and looked into the darkness, using my smartphone to illuminate the baggage. The soft crying got stronger, and then in the midst of the darkness, I saw the baby crawling there, moving toward me. I smiled softly, almost brought to tears. I reached toward the infant to cradle it, and then felt a sharp pain against my arm. Behind me, my supervisor was holding a syringe against my skin. I blacked out shortly after that. When I woke up, I was back at the front of the plane. My supervisor told me to see the nurse on board. What about the baby? What happened? She looked at me as though I were insane. But I knew I heard something, and I remembered what we found. I didn't dare ask her again when I recalled what she had done before. She was hiding something. I went to Alice, the nurse, and told her I was just feeling tired.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Stacy said you were hearing things? She asked. I tended up and lied. I claimed I didn't hear a thing. Well, she said you were causing a commotion in third class and she was forced to sedate you. Listen, I think once we land that you need to take some time off, Alice told me. I agreed to that and went to sit down by Bruce again. I still couldn't relax, though, because I was certain that child was in danger. Everything okay? The air marshal asked. I was not sure if I could trust him, but I told him anyway. It felt like I was going to be laughed at, but he believed me and unbuckled, saying, "Take me to where you found it." We hurried to the back, and I saw Alice give me a strange look again. I knew she was going to follow. Bruce didn't stop moving, though, his eyes searching the baggage as we stood there and tried to listen for the infant. "You're sure it was in here?" he asked. I pushed bags aside and made my way to where we had found it before, but there was nothing. "She must have given it something to keep it quiet. We need to search all of these," I said with a hoarse voice. I was sure I was going insane. "Marshall, I think we can agree that doing so would be a violation of these passengers' privacy," Alice said as she stepped into the cargo hold. "What did you do with the baby?" I snapped. She laughed and looked at Bruce. "I knew you were unstable, Rachel, but this is a completely different level." Bruce was hesitant to put his hand on his taser, but was it for her or me? "You have to believe me, Bruce. She's kidnapping this child," I told him. "I'm about to have him restrain you if you don't calm down," Alice told me. Then, as she reached for my wrist, I heard it again and shouted, "There! It's here somewhere!" Alice's eyes danced with panic. "You are delusional. Marshall, detain her!" "Shut up!" Bruce shouted, holding his taser in her face. We all got silent. I held my breath. And then the baby cried again. "Jesus Christ! There really is a child here somewhere!" Alice snapped and jumped at him at the moment he was distracted. I hurried to grab a heavy bag and slammed it against her to help him up. The taser rolled across the floor. Alice grabbed it and lunged for me. Then I pushed a few bags on top of her head, and she screamed in pain as she was pinned to the floor. "Tell us where it is now," Bruce shouted. Alice gave us the tag number, and we hurried through the baggage toward the cries. It was inside a pet carrier. I hurried and unzipped it, scooping the baby in my arms to make sure it was all right. It was fine. Scared, but fine. Bruce held Alice with cuffs and took her to the front as I told him to get the nurse. We landed about an hour later and gave the child a full exam. The drugs Alice had given them wore off, and we were all relieved to find out the infant would be fine. Later, we discovered that this child was not the first one Alice had attempted to smuggle back into the country. It was from Thailand, and she was selling them in trafficking rings across Europe. It was enough to make me sick. I stayed with the infant until it was time for our next flight, and then I called my husband and told him the entire crazy story. "That's the scariest thing I ever heard," he admitted. Then I felt a tinge of fear as I dared to ask a question. "We've tried to have our own. Maybe we should look into adoption?" So something good came from this nightmare, and hopefully we saved hundreds of other children from the same fate. A little bit of back.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Story beforehand. My parents are divorced. I live primarily in Australia, but travel back to see my father, his family, and my extended family in the UK every chance I can spare. This story revolves around one of these visits. At the time of the visit, I was 13 years old and, due to scheduling conflicts, would be traveling alone without my other sibling. Luckily, most airlines and airports worth their salt offer assistance programs for unaccompanied minors. That program includes an identifying tag, escorts throughout the airport, help with check-in, and priority boarding. I was boarded first. My chaperone said goodbye and handed me off to the flight attendants. So far, so good. Nothing of any real significance happened for the first few hours of the flight, but I couldn't help but feel a little uneasy. I kept feeling this sensation like someone was watching me, but every time I glanced around, I couldn't see the source. I chalked it up to being a little nervous about flying alone and tried to watch some in-flight movies to calm myself down. The next significant event was when I got up to pee. Now, something caught my eye that hadn't before. There was a man about four rows back, in a middle aisle seat, who was staring at me. He wasn't making much attempt to hide the fact that he was looking at me, and out of shyness, I just looked down and broke our stare and tried to ignore him. As I walked by, I felt almost like he was gesturing to me to look at him, as if he wanted to ask me a question. In that moment, I made the decision to ignore him and pretend I hadn't seen him gesture to me. My mother has always been very safety conscious, and I credit her with giving me a healthy suspicion of strangers. She made it very clear that while I was traveling alone, I didn't have to answer to any other adults but my chaperones, and that if someone tried to talk to me or make me do something for them, I had permission to ignore them or report them to the airport staff. So that's what I did. I walked past him, went to the bathroom, and walked back to my seat with my head down. I can't verify whether or not he kept trying to get my attention because I was a little freaked out to look back. All I can say is that my creepy "you're being watched" senses kept on tingling as the flight went on. These bad feelings all came to a head during the sleeping hours of the flight. For those who haven't traveled international long hauls, the sleeping hours are for people to sleep by simulating nighttime in the plane. This means no trolley service, dim lights, and all the airline screens are shut off. I was very groggy and sleep-deprived at the time. I probably should have tried to get some rest, but I couldn't get comfortable and was trying to ride out my time watching movies. This is when he approached me. He put a hand on my shoulder and squeezed. Then he said something that I didn't hear with my headphones on. I removed them and turned to give him my groggy but full attention. "Sorry, will you come to the back of the plane with me? Please." "Have I done something?" "No. I would just like you to come to the back of the plane with me." He crouched down to be at eye level with me. Glancing back to the end of the plane, which is dark behind a curtain and the only bathroom is vacant. "I have money." He pulls out a wallet and shows me a wad of cash. "If you'd like some. I just want to talk to you at the back of the plane. It'll just be for a moment." I'm very confused as to what to do when this is happening. Looking back, I remember feeling annoyed, less afraid of danger, and more irritated at being asked to stop watching a movie and do something. Due to my tired state, it wasn't connecting that I might be in danger. I was just being asked to talk to this guy about something. I wonder if he might have convinced me with a little more prodding, but luckily he didn't get any further. A woman behind me, who I realized later was listening in for the entire conversation, pulled down her eye mask, leant over between the seat gap, and said, "She isn't interested. You need to return to your seat right now, or I'll call for the flight attendant." I have never seen a man move so fast. He tucked his wallet away and scurried back to his seat, slid on his eye mask, and rotated away from us so we wouldn't see his face. She turns her attention to me and says, "If he comes back over, you wake me up or call for the flight attendant. If you need to use the bathroom, use the one in the center of the plane. It's more well lit." And she reaches through and rests a hand on my shoulder. I give a thank you, and she leans back in her seat but keeps her eye mask off, shooting looks in the man's direction. Near the last few hours of the flight, I didn't feel uneasy or like I was being watched anymore. The woman, who was traveling with her two kids, keeps leaning in and asking me questions about where I'm going, who's picking me up from the airport, etc., etc. When she discovers that I'm meeting my extended family at the terminal, her face clears and she offers to walk out with me to the baggage claim. We land, get off the plane, and when I saw my father in the arrivals lounge, I wave her a fond goodbye, say thank you, and walk off.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
As for the guy, I have no idea what happened. The encounter was so bizarre and short that I might have just discarded it from my memory immediately. Looking back, though, I always feel apprehension and dread at what his intentions were. I have some theories, but I'm glad I didn't get put in a position to find out. To the woman who saved me, you're my hero, and I only wish I could thank you properly for looking out for me. To the man who propositioned me on a plane, let's not meet again.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.